Everybody, welcome, welcome. We are doing a very special Toolbox Tuesday episode specifically for all of you team members that are out there.
Yeah, kind of get a run through of our training program for team members, actually, specifically for team members, not necessarily for how to build training programs in your office, but this one's directly for the team members who are looking to build their career and kind of go from there.
And this is born from, we were posting a couple of things on our social media pages for those of you who are interested in starting a career in dentistry. Hey, how do you get started? And one of the big questions that has come up, not just on our social pages, but with team members, potential team members I have been interviewing for our practices, is the financial component. And are you prepared to start a new career? You know, it's great if you want to get into a new field, but you have to realize that a lot of times that means that you're going to be working your way up from the bottom and going from there. So, hey, are you prepared for that? What do you need to cover your personal expenses? If you're coming into a position where you don't have experience, there will be a pay cut in that. There's no way around that. It doesn't mean that it's forever, but you do need to be prepared for that initially.
Yeah, so there's kind of some different I's to dot and T's to cross, and kind of when we're picking our new career and kind of where to start. And the benefit, I think, from this program for a lot of people is to go into a job where you might not have any experience with experience. I mean, this experience is going to be, through coursework and things like that, but at least you're not going in completely flat.
Absolutely. And you know, how long do you need to save to prepare for that? Is that something that you need to budget out for now? I was talking with someone where I was just giving her a little bit of advice of breaking down her finances and kind of determine, you know, what she needs to save for about 6 months, kind of go with what that new salary will look like to make sure that she can cover her personal expenses, and then she'll be ready to go forward from there. You know, the other part of having a program like what we offer that's really nice for people is most of the dental assisting programs that are out there, or some of the front office training programs that are out there, they're a full year if you're going to a community college. And if there's nothing wrong with those programs, but if you need to work to support your family, it's really difficult to be able to take off a full year. And a lot of financial aid doesn't support a program like that if it's a not a full degree program. So that's part of why we have this as an option, trying to get creative of, hey, how can we really jumpstart you so that you're prepared with the skills that you need?
Yeah, and I think that's a huge benefit. I really think that there's so many options for dental team members, mainly for especially for front office, but definitely for back office as well. But on the job, quote unquote, training is sometimes some of the best. Now, it's not the only way to go, and it definitely isn't going to give you the full breadth of everything you should learn. So what we're trying to do with this program is kind of bridge the gap between doing just strictly on the job training and strictly coursework or strictly academic work. And so this is really kind of a way to, really not take any downtime from your existing job, from your family, and really kind of come into a position or put something on your resume that really shows that you've worked hard to make this your career before you even really get started.
And then asking some of those questions. I actually am going through this process with a new team member who hasn't started with us yet. She's asked these questions right off the bat. What are opportunities for growth and promotion? And what are the salary increases that come with those? And I've laid it out for her so she knows exactly, you know, how long it usually takes people to reach that goal, what percentage of an increase that they can expect. And if you're going into a new profession, you want to have those conversations with whoever your potential new employers are up front. You know, Dr. Erickson says this all the time, right? You know, a lot of frustration just comes from unmet expectations on either side. Have that conversation. Don't be afraid to shy away from it so that you're showing your new employer, like, hey, I'm taking this seriously for my career. I want to advance. I want to potentially go into a leadership role. How can you help me get there?
Absolutely. Let's get going.
And this gives you an example of what we have mapped out in our practices. This is for our front office team members specifically. There's actually two pages to this, but I won't torture you with all of the pages. This shows the four tiers that we have for our front office team members, what they need to master for each one of those tiers, what the average pay range is for each one of those tiers, and how much time it usually takes to get there. Now, again, some people are more motivated than others. Some people go through these steps very quickly. Some people have a multi-year plan. And in our practices, we have room for everyone. You know, it doesn't have to all happen overnight. This is not just a race to the finish, but it gives you a very clear path to promotion of what you're looking for. So that can be another question you can ask potentially employers as well. Hey, what are the opportunities to advance? You know, we joke about it a little bit, but you know, in the academic world, sometimes professors, they're waiting for someone to die before they can, be a tenured professor or something. That's not what we're looking for here. Put your hat in the ring right off the bat.
Yeah, and I think that's huge. And I think that shows a lot of the employers or the people that you interview with that you mean business and you're taking this very seriously and you've put in the work ahead of time and you've put in the thought ahead of time. And, this is, you're really gunning for a position that to really be a contributory part of the team. And I think that's really gonna do you well. And when you start the interview process and start to kind of see how that's gonna set yourself apart from the rest of the people they're interviewing.
And if you want to take it to the next level, this is an example of an offering. This again is our front office program that we have for both front office and back office team members. It's an 8-week training program to really give you a kickstart into learning about the field, terminology, billing, even if you have some front office experience, medical experience, customer service experience, all of that experience will serve you very well. But dentistry itself is a whole other animal. And in a lot of offices, we've heard this from team members, who have moved out of state and been in different situations. A lot of times there aren't training resources when you're going into those practices. You're being hired and you're expected to fulfill that role, and there aren't other people that you can ask a lot of questions to. So I said, this is the exact program we have going on in our practices as we speak to give you a guide that you can in turn go and show to a potential employer. Hey, these are the skills that I've mastered. I'm also taking some of these resources with me. I have an idea of what I'm walking into here so that I'm more valuable to you before we even walk in the door.
Absolutely. And it's really going to set yourself out from the crowd. I think we mentioned this before, but I mean, any kind of training that you've done before going into a position where you really haven't had any on the job experience is such a huge feather in your cap. I mean, it's going to set yourself apart and really, really make you stand out.
And even if you are already in a position and you're feeling like you're missing some pieces, this can be a huge asset for you to be able to use as well. Because you might have just been starting a couple of months and you're still questioning things, or you're still Googling how to do XYZ, because again, you don't have those resources. Just because you started also doesn't mean that you can't fine-tune things. On both sides of things, anytime we have a team member who's interested in advancing themselves, we want to invest in that person. That shows us again how serious they are about their career, and we want to try to help them do that. Not only does it help them individually, but it just helps the business as a whole.
Absolutely.
So, remembering changing a career can be exciting, but definitely be prepared. You will definitely make yourself stand out if you can have some of these conversations right up front, be very honest about where you want to go, talk to potential employers about what those options are for you for the future so that you know what it will take for you to advance. And then if you need some help to fill in the gaps, so we have a training program, whether you are an existing team member who needs a little bit more skills, or you are completely starting fresh in dentistry and you want to set yourself just that inch above the crowd, we can help with training program for you that you can do in your own time. You don't have to take off work to be able to do it. It can be part of your plan as you're ramping up for your new career. So feel free to reach out to us. We're on all the social media platforms, connect at pathwaydentalsolutions.com. You can email us directly. Our website is pathwaydentalsolutions.com. We have a separate tab on there specifically for our education platform, so you can learn more there. And we're happy to help you start your new career in dentistry.
Looking forward to hearing from you.
All right, you guys have a good day. Bye.